I said there's no right, effectively or essentially, there's no right way to deal with a coffee pot, because if you never wash it, you're gross, and if you wash it every day, you're a psychopath. I regretted part of that. I thought monster would have been a funnier way to put it. But yeah, that's the, oh, here you go. There's really no right way, right approach to dealing with a coffee pot. If you never wash it, you're gross. If you wash it every day, you're a psychopath. This is a thought that occurred to me while I was debating whether or not to wash the coffee pot.
This is completely unrelatable content to me, and I was going to take you to task for being out of touch.
Take a note.
For being out of step with the, with your friends and neighbors on this. But I guess you're right. But I just, why are people not washing their, why are you a monster or a psychopath if you wash your coffee pot every day? We wash every other thing that we make food in. Like, if you make soup,
because coffee is not food.
Sure. It's like a, it's like a thin soup.
Let me, Lynn, take another note.
I mean, if you're making like a really thin soup, you're going to wash the pot out.
But it's not, because here's the thing. It's wet beans.
Ew, all
Lynn,
the more.
Take a third note. Listen, I hear you. I actually think, honestly, I stand by this. I stand by this content I've created because if it were, let me put it this way. A coffee cup that I've put half and half in the coffee would be unconscionable to me to not wash it. A actual thin soup that I made in a pot. Mm-hmm. I would never not wash the pot or wash the bowl. Coffee is in this, as you like to say, uncanny valley of sorts, where it's basically water. It's passed through some beans, but it doesn't have any, it has almost no, I don't know, atomically it has not been changed very much. Also, the thing heats up and, to a certain degree, in my mind, self-sterilizes. That's not true. It probably raises to the exact temperature where germs love to live. It probably puts it right in the perfect, the Goldilocks zone. As I'm saying this, I'm actually coming around to your side of things. But I think there are a lot of people who, this is all hyperbole and fire tweeting aside, I probably wash it about once a week.